Well, thank you for the intro, and good morning, everybody. I'm very pleased today I have this opportunity to share my research findings with you, and thank you all for coming to the session in the early morning on the last day of the conference. I know it's so difficult, but thank you for being here. I have nothing to disclose, and this is our research team. I work with my colleague, Dr. Guan Powell. She used to work at UGA, but recently moved over to Clemson. And then we also partner with Global Camp Africa. They have been doing camp studies in Africa, and they have tried to infuse HIV lifestyle curriculum into camp setting. So while we are trying to develop youth development skills, but, we also try to do some HIV prevention over there. So this is a program trying to evaluate the effectiveness of the camp program in South Africa. And we have really just seen the life-changing effect among the youth, so we felt like we should generate some evaluation data to share with the rest of the world. And so Guan and I serve as the consulting evaluator for this program. So by the end of this session, hopefully you'll be able to explain the utility and synergy of infusing HIV prevention curriculum in peer-led camp youth development program, and be able to discuss the impact of Camp Cincinnati HIV prevention program on HIV knowledge, stigma, and disclosure concern, as well as youth development, and discuss the implication and potential use of camp setting and mechanism for health promotion program development and delivery. So about HIV/AIDS in Africa, I'm sure you're pretty much aware, particularly it's a significant epidemic and public health issue, and particularly in the southern part of the Africa. And there's lots of myths related to sex with a virgin, then you'll be cleansed with AIDS. And so that's still a myth, and that really poses significant barriers. And they're still practicing the virginity testing for young girls. And even the king also take the lead to demonstrate that having multiple wives was acceptable. This was a dance for the king to choose his 13th wife. And so the cultural, you know, accept polygamy, that means more than one wife, and they think that men are biologically programmed to need sexual intercourse from more than one woman. And there's also some practice of wife inheritance and polygamy. And again, the culture of silence in terms of talking about sex and all the related issue, that's still there. And there's also cultural beliefs related to HIV/AIDS. There's very high level of stigma among the poor, less educated, and particularly the vulnerable group. Many people still think HIV is related to witchcraft, and it's a divine punishment for sinning or promiscuity. So some background about the Cincinnati. So Global Camp Africa, they asked the kids over there, how should we name our camp? And they came out with this word. This is actually a Zuzu word, means help each other. And study have found out that youth with stronger support system and life skills are likely to be more successful and stay HIV free. And that's why we came up with this idea of using a peer-led youth camp and focusing on both youth development skills and also HIV-related knowledge. It was a nine-day residential camp, so everybody came to the same area and stayed there for that long. And we talk about HIV knowledge, stigma-related issue, youth development skill, and we assess youth previously validated skills. And we recruited, we partner with local school leadership, recruit kids from age 12 to 18 who are at risk for HIV/AIDS. And the camp intervention we use carry adults, actually these are older kids, who can serve as hopefully a role model for the younger kids. And we infuse a lot of fun game and a loving environment so that they know they are loved, they are being supported while they are learning about HIV, AIDS. And these are just some of the pictures. We provide facts and lots of pictures, you know, about sexual education. And these are all led by local youth. And you can see that they don't know much and they're like interested, you know, looking at the different STD pictures. And we also do drama and, you know, make it fun. And interactive. So these are the results. We have a total almost 450 campers from 9 different provinces. The mean age was 15, and majority are female, about over 60%. And among this young age, we do have about 30% say they were sexually active, but we believe this number probably is underestimated. Almost close 40% say that they personally know someone with HIV/AIDS. And these are the youth development scale. We have 3 scales that's previously validated. We measure goal orientation, resilience, and sense of hope. And before and after camp, we see significant increase, even though from the bar it's not that different, but it was statistically significant on all the youth development skills. And in terms of HIV, overall HIV knowledge score was low. We have a total of 11 items. This means the average answer, like about half of them correctly, but it was significant increase after the camp program. The item was measured between HIV, AIDS in general and testing specifically, and both show significant increase. For stigma and disclosure, we have 5 scales measuring stigma and disclosure about HIV, AIDS, and all show significant reduce at the end of the camp. And so in conclusion, the program evaluation results really demonstrate effectiveness and significant impact on the camp seasonality, both for youth development skill and HIV knowledge, stigma-related belief, and disclosure concern. So this was a picture from the bathroom window. It was like a pool area, so we can see a lot of bars, you know, behind the window. But if you look through the bar, you can see actually there's a beautiful scenery over there. So we try to encourage the kids to look life in different perspectives so that, you know, they can still have sense of hope and produce this resilience despite the difficult situation. And this is our hardworking evaluation team. That's Dr. Powell, and this was a camp director from Russia who came over to South Africa with us and to just, you know, see how the program works. So that's my presentation, and I guess we'll hold the question till the end.